This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's also chat people talking with one another. Participants, they are there throughout the day and the night, 24 hours a day. The Discord server is open and available to you. There's voice chat rooms. There's also text chat rooms, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. I heard recently that some of our chatters are going to start their own show together.
Really?
So that's kind of a cool idea. I don't know if it'll be any good, but they're going to try it, and that's the only way to find out, you know?
Interesting.
It's a lot of work to create, like, an interesting kind of show.
It is, and it's going to be even harder if they're doing it over remote connections with one another.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know, we have trouble talking over top of one another in this studio.
We do it all the time. We're doing it right now.
Well, we do it now, but at least we have the instant feedback of knowing when it's happening, and we can hopefully stop from doing it.
Yeah.
But if you're on an internet connection with somebody,
with latency, right? Especially with high latency.
Skype is a good idea if you're doing something like that. Get a video.
But you still have latency with it. So you still, the listener on the other end, they're going to hear a lot more talk, crosstalk over something
Most of your internet connections aren't like low latency internet connections. They're high latency. And if it's like a cable, it's going to be high. If it's ADSL, it might even be higher.
Well, better latency than never.
Well, it's true. I'm not telling them not to do it. I'm not telling you saying don't try it. I mean, it could work out really well, so give it a shot, see what happens. But that's kind of cool because a lot of our listeners who didn't know one another before are able to connect with one another now and, you know, build relationships and hang out, and that's what's happening on our Discord server. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Let's talk a little more about net neutrality. You were touching on something right as we went away in the last hour, Chris, and that is the idea that, so the news, by the way, is that net neutrality is over. Officially, it's over. There's been a court decision to say that the FCC withdrawing from the net neutrality regulation is over, but one of the points you made
was... What court was it?
It was only a circuit court.
So it may not be over.
Yeah, it may not be over. It's over for now. Like, they, as far as I understand, the court didn't put a stay against the removal of net neutrality. So it's over, right?
Right.
Like, they didn't stop the stopping of net neutrality. Net neutrality was stopped, and now they're still fighting about it.
But, yeah.
So anyway.
I mean, I stop at night, but I wake up in the morning, so I'm not over.
True. But net neutrality as a policy was ended.
It was killed, a
current policy. So, and the idea behind net neutrality was, oh, well, we need net neutrality because there aren't enough options and these internet service providers have too much power. But the point you were making, Chris, was that that's because of government regulation in the first place.
Right.
So having more government regulation to solve the problems that the government regulation originally created is not the solution.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion on this, and I think it differs a little bit from your guys' opinion on this and other libertarians I don't know about all libertarians, but certainly, and I think this is an issue that certainly is open for debate, more so than other issues when it comes to libertarian, you know, kind of debates. But I think the end of the day, I don't think we have a good solution other than net neutrality.
No, the solution is to get rid of the regulations that stop competition.
Right, and if I had a choice.
Libertarian solution.
Right, I totally agree with you.
Right.
The problem is, I think that given what's on the table, right, we don't have that option, right? And I don't know. I'm very skeptical that if we were to say, okay, let's get rid of the net neutrality regulations as they are, and let's get rid of them, right? I suspect that we're not going to end up with a system where they get rid of the regulations that are hindering ISPs from starting up or competing, and it still doesn't.
Well,
really,
that is
undo
one of the regulations that's hindering ISPs from starting up.
Net neutrality.
Well, I would think so, yeah.
It certainly is. I mean, it's certainly...
It's a complex issue, and it means that you have to have half a dozen lawyers to talk to every time you make a business decision.
Yeah, you know, it does open up, a big question mark. More regulation, yeah. It does have
costs. It's a huge legal risk for people, especially because it's a new law. Nobody really knows how it would be enforced.
Yeah, I mean, this is what makes starting a business so difficult. There's regulations that are set up to hinder companies from getting, you know, off the ground, the small companies. And there's also the other, and it's not even just those regulations that exist, because people are forgetting about the fact that once you have not even a monopoly necessarily, but any kind of entrenched industry, right? Any industry that exists for any length of time starts to actually advocate for things that are against its own interest, at least seemingly so. And they do
against its own interests or against the interests of other players in the same market.
Well, hold on, let me finish.
And by proxy, the consumer.
Right. Exactly. So, and I'll give you an example. So, we have companies like Facebook, for example. You know, they're getting up there and saying, well, you know, for a long time, we don't want, you know, all these regulations. But now they want the regulations because most likely it's because that those regulations hinder smaller companies to come out and compete with them.
Well,
so
the other
it makes
thing
sense
is
to argue
the,
for them.
Well, the other thing is, if there's a regulation saying that they have to, say, censor people or whatever, then that takes the responsibility off them for doing what they want to do anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this is in the case with internet service providers, is we actually are inheriting, we're inheriting duopolies in the United States as a result of, effectively, the only reason we even have a duopoly in the United States in most places, and this is not necessarily the case in every city because some cities didn't do this, but it's pretty
common,
unusual that you'll find a city that has more than two ISPs, high speed internet providers,
cable and, company, phone company,
right? Cable company and phone company, and the reason we have a cable company is because when telephone companies were never in the television business; they were in the telephone business. Back in the 80s, okay, when cable companies came around. So the telephone companies didn't fight the cable companies, at least in the United States. So we ended up with cable television rollouts. But one of the things that cable companies didn't want is competition within their own market. So what they did is they went to city governments and they said, hey, we're only going to roll out cable lines in your community if you give us a 10-year monopoly or something of that nature.
Now, the answer to this is, that's okay. We'll wait for somebody else to do it.
That should have been the response, but that's not the response.
Because there's money on the table.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, ultimately, what ended up happening is these companies got these 10-year monopolies, but the reason they wanted the 10-year monopolies, now the argument was, well, we want to earn back the money that we invested into this. But it's huge.
It's a lot of rollout.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody, you can't argue against it because this is absolutely true.
Yeah.
The problem with this argument is that by doing that, you ensure that whatever business that comes later that tries to get into the market is not, they're not able to compete on a fair and level playing field, because that investment now has already been paid off by the cable company that got there first.
Right.
And any other company that wanted to enter that market now has this huge investment cost they have to make, and they cannot offer the prices, competitive prices, because they were not allowed to enter that same market at a time in which the other competing company had basically no competition. That's basically how we ended up with a duopoly or a monopoly when it came to cable TV.
That's right.
And it actually was, there's actually up until I think 2008, there was actually a law that, and here's the other thing, the laws that were supposed to protect us from the cable company monopolies, actually they got rid of those in like 2008, I believe it was. And basically, what it did was it limited the rate in which they could increase the prices for cable television or something like that, and they got rid of those laws. So, but now we have the problem of, well, we only have two different physical infrastructure providers that have any kind of capability of providing high-speed internet, and ends up being the telephone company and the cable company. So that's kind of where, that's how we ended up in the situation today, where there's no other options for high-speed internet providers in the United States.
Well, actually, I was down on I think it was Court Street.
Again, in most places.
The other day, and they're advertising gigabit internet for businesses.
This is the cable company. We have it here.
it's, I don't think it's a cable company. They're right up on Court Street. It looks like a private ISP.
Oh, you're saying it's a private company doing it? Might be, they might be riding on the fiber, the government provided fiber in town.
They might be, but they do exist.
There's state fiber.
I
want to
look into them.
There's like four different companies that piggyback on top of the state provided fiber. That's probably what it is, but you should check them out. We'll find out more about it. Anyway, more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Because I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the Balance of Nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free, that's how you do it, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Although I got to say, I would prefer if you called on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm just because you'll sound better. And if you sound better, you're more pleasant to listen to. And we might want to keep you on for longer, just depending. That's best. Your best chances is to be on the Discord server. But the toll-free numbers are there for you if you want to use them. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And by the way, big thanks going out to Kylan Eckerd, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can sign up for the AMP program to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the United States. We're on over 200 stations today. Not today, but over the whole week. We don't have all 200 tonight, but over a whole week, we're on over 200 stations, and we could be on 300, we could be on 400. It's possible, but it does take money, it does take effort, and the AMP program helps us accomplish that. You get some perks as well, like Kylan has done. He's a silver amplifier, which means he's doing $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. Had a couple people sign up for the Discord server and send me a message saying, hey, I'm an amplifier, can I get my upgrade? And of course, yes is always the answer, as long as you know you're actually an amplifier. And then you will get an upgrade, and then you can access the special chat rooms for supporters on our Discord. There's some other perks, like there's a Facebook group for amplifiers. It's still fairly busy from what I'm told. I have not been there in about 2 years since I quit Facebook at the end of 2017, but some people still use it, and so that's there for you. And there's some other perks as well. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go to Michigan, where Tom is watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, it's James.
Oh, go ahead.
Rather use the Discord chat.
Yeah? Well, there's no reason why. Oh, that's right. You're banned from the call-in lines. I guess I could unban you from from the call. Yeah,
why
okay.
Would that be? Why was I banned from the call-in line?
Because you were banned until I unbanned you.
You're an idiot.
Why was I banned, Mr. Freeman? Do you remember?
Because Mark was made uncomfortable by your constant threats.
No, that's a lie. And I'm not threatening Mark Edgington.
You're not threatening Mark Edgington. You didn't threaten.
Well, that's a first. Well, I think that's a lot of personal growth for you.
It was Jack that he threatened, right? Or has he also threatened Mark directly?
He's threatened their whole family.
He's mostly threatened Mark, but he's also threatened Jack.
I have already asked. Price is never going to be the same. Rich Paul. You're more than welcome to take all that.
Yeah, come at me, bro. I am so sick of listening to you, weakling, just hiding behind a phone. Why don't you come up here and throw with me if you think you can, and I will wipe you all over the road.
For those who don't know who this guy is, this is a crazy caller who basically goes and threatens like a 7 and 8, 9 year old boys that are some of the hosts on this show.
The guy's a leech and a parasite. And I don't understand what he's good for.
The fact that we're letting him on at all, and he's not taking the opportunity to like actually have a conversation about something other than himself.
Well, sure you have. You called up and you started whining the minute you got on the phone. So how about you call up and say something intelligent
sometime? That's your topic,
sometime,
dude. That's your topic.
And we'll let you keep going.
If you have a different topic,
there
bring up the topic.
There must be something
all,
you can do besides
why. I did was respond to Ian Freeman, and you guys started talking over me. That is a fact. And you
what's your topic? What is your topic? What's your topic?
Ian Freeman?
What's your topic?
Ian's your topic?
Let me answer that question rather than you butt in instantly when you ask the question, which is the way you do things with people that you don't like and don't want to hear from because you're not really a minister. And that isn't a church.
What is your topic?
But Ian Freeman,
I think most ministers have people they don't like.
What is your topic?
Human.
How many times do I have to repeat myself? What is your topic?
I'm answering the question.
Keep repeating yourself till he isn't stupid.
As you monopolize the show when I call in, and every decent, truthful listener would say that that's exactly what you three have done when James called in. But you remind me of the world's most successful con man and most powerful person on the world, who literally tells a lie in one sentence, says he didn't tell a lie in the next sentence, then repeats the lie.
See, he doesn't. He's not even bringing up his topic. How many minutes do I have to wait to hear a topic?
His topic is complaining about
whining
the show.
About not getting enough airtime and taking up a whole lot of airtime.
Every
whining
time
about
he calls
not
in,
airtime.
That's all
this
he's got ever talks about.
A bag of hammers.
Oh, is he still there?
He's still there.
And then you said you apologized about by for.
Yeah, you really do need to call in on Twitch because, my God, your cell phone sounds terrible.
I kind of like not being able to hear him that well.
Well, I am going to unban him from the Twitch call-in lines just because, you know, he'd sound better if he was issuing his threats.
And if he wasn't so twitchy.
Twitch. And he's, you know, he's just a man who is sad and obsessed. And
too cowardly to come face me in the ring.
I wish we had a different word to use other than ban, because I'm not a big fan of that word.
Well, what do you mean?
He's
not banned. He's unbanned.
Yeah,
he was banned.
I know, but you know, using the word ban kind of makes it sound like we ban people when we disagree with them.
No.
And it gives the wrong impression to people who are listening, right?
Well, I've explained, and I will explain again. The reason he was banned, but maybe it was hard because he was talking over me.
Banned. He's been.
No, he was.
No, he was banned.
Temporarily.
He was banned for like more than a year.
Temporarily, still.
Right, but
well,
it was
we
only...
thought he would go away by now.
Well, when he does, when he follows the rules, he's allowed on.
No, he was banned because he would not follow the rules, and he kept issuing threats. And it was to the point where Mark would take his headphones off. It was when Mark and Daryl were the two of the primary hosts on the show.
Right.
Daryl has since left and retired from radio. But they would take their headphones off in protest and basically mutiny from the airwaves. Mm. And I had to make the choice. Do I want to keep this, you know, threatening guy calling in and lose my co-hosts? Or do I want to make it so my co-hosts don't feel uncomfortable on the air? And I went ahead and issued the ban. I don't care what he says. Personally, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. But, you know, if it's bothering my other guys that are on the air so much that they're basically walking off the air during the call. I mean, they didn't get out of leave the room, but they took their headphones off.
I've been here when they've done it.
And so now that Mark's not on the show, you know, a lot of the nights of the week or a few of them, I figured, all right, well, we'll unban James from the show. Which means, James, you don't have to lie to our call screener and tell him your name is Tom in Michigan. You can just be honest. You know,
I'm always the guy who's always complaining about other people lying.
Rich Paul, I've always been honest, and I don't lie.
No, you haven't.
You lie to the call screener tonight.
Right.
You're lying right now.
You lie every time
Jesus.
You call in.
You're not even acquainted enough to the truth to be aware of it when you're lying.
Thanks for the call tonight. We'll unban him from the Discord call-in.
You're still unbanned from the ring, too. Come on, bro. You and me. Mano a mano.
Now, he still
or mano a moron,
I guess.
He still
can't call in when Mark or... Well, I guess just Mark at this point,
he can call in, but I'm pretty sure Mark's going to hang up on him.
Okay. When Mark's on.
All right. So any other days he can call in.
Yeah, and Mark, by the way, has a catalog of all the threats that James has issued. So when he says he hasn't threatened, he's also lying.
Yeah.
He probably... Or maybe he's just
check
so drunk.
The things James Whitaker says page
James
on Whitakind. Facebook, Whitakind, whatever his name is.
I suspect that he's so drunk when he issues the threats that he may honestly not believe that he's issued a threat, simply because he doesn't remember when, you know, what he was doing at the time, because he was so
S-faced. Stop being a drunken parasite, James.
Well, he doesn't appear to know how to do anything else. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others, hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you want to talk to James in Arizona, you can go hang out in the toxic chat room on our Discord server, which is basically his own personal room. Although there have been other people added to the toxic user category.
Wow.
He's the primary one. We made a room just for him.
Did you see the Rick and Morty where they like separated the toxic part of themselves healthy part of themselves? I was just thinking, maybe James is somebody's toxic part.
Ooh.
Maybe there's like a good James wandering around
out
there somewhere.
Well, he has a brother who's apparently like a successful attorney.
Oh, wow.
That could be it. Maybe they only had one human brain between the two of them, and brother got the lion's share.
All I can think of is this is how he's managed to stay out of some sort of like mental health facility.
It's because of his brother?
It's because of his brother who's an attorney.
I don't know if they get along.
I don't know either.
I think it's because he lets off all his steam calling here and being an idiot.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, it's better that than him actually committing violent acts on people. So
yeah, well, except for us.
Well, he's never committed a violent act. He's never committed a violent act on any of the hosts.
No, it's just not good for us, and we have to listen to his nonsense.
Okay, but let's not confuse. Threats of violence with actual violence.
Big
difference.
No, what I was saying was, you said it's good that he's not doing that, and I said, well, it's good except for us. or I meant it's good except for us. Not that he's not okay. being violent except for us.
Well, and plus, a real threat is a pretty serious thing. Like, if somebody's an actual threat, and Mark takes him seriously.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is,
it's hard to take him seriously, though.
I agree.
It is hard to take him seriously, but at the same time, some of these lunatics do snap after a while. You've got your, you know, Mark Chapman. And I'll tell you what, if I had a wife and a child, I would probably have had James whacked by now.
And that's one of the reasons why Mark is so concerned.
I mean,
that's
a
different matter,
but
because that's, I only have, you know, the level of responsibility to myself avoiding discomfort now. And, you know, I have no problem betting that I can take James, but if I had to bet my wife and my child that I could take him, I would make sure I would win that by creeping up behind him before he had a chance.
I think as long as James stays outside of you know, this vicinity of this area, I would not consider any threats that he makes, you know, legitimate threats.
Well, I mean, I don't consider his threats particularly legitimate because I'm certain I can take him, but
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I mean, boy, like a redhead stepchild.
Somebody who's making, like actual legitimate threats of violence against you, you know, it's not... last I checked, okay, we don't have, like, robots that will just, like, otherwise he somehow demonstrates an ability to have an effect on us here in the studio, or, you know, outside the studio for that matter. It's not a legitimate threat. It's not a real threat. It's letting off steam, and there's a huge
just
difference.
Sad little man.
Right. There's a huge
sad
difference
drunken
between the two.
Well, until he goes all astronaut and drives across the country in diapers, and
that assumes he can drive.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he might well be too drunk.
In all the years he's been calling into the show, it seems a bit of a stretch to think that he might even remotely do something like that.
Let's go to
David. Lunatics do crazy things.
He's on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app.
Hey, me too. Well, you're unbanning from using the Discord. Unban me from using...
Dude, nobody is banned from the Discord. You complained about this previously, and you were told that you're not banned from the Discord.
And if you keep saying you're banned from the Discord, we're going to ban you from the Discord.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody gets banned from the Discord. Hold on. You were originally banned from the Discord because you came in there and you started saying the N-word over and over and over again in the main chat room, and at that time...
What, are you defective?
At that time, we didn't have
I was imitating your trolls.
Okay, well, whatever you were doing, it was against the rules here. We got to have rules on the Discord because we don't want it to be a place where somebody comes in for the first time and they see somebody trashing it up with a bunch of insults, with slurs, ethnic slurs right in the main chat room. And this is still not welcome in the main chat room. However, what I've changed since the time that you're complaining about is we got rid of banning and we created the toxic user zone. So if you come into the Discord and become a toxic user, which previously would have gotten you banned, you will instead just be set to the toxic user category, and then you get to play in the room for the toxic users with James. And that's not a ban. You still have the freedom to say...
Oh, wow. What if we could get those two to fight? Get this guy to fight James.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
They live nearby each other, New Mexico and Arizona.
It's pretty close.
You know, this is
does each state get issued one of these guys? Or
this is how you end up becoming, like, ended up in legal trouble because you're, like, contributing to their violent acts between each other. That's just not somewhere I want
to go. I don't think they've done any violent acts between each other. I just think it would be hilarious.
If you're going to set them up to fight, right?
I'm not going to set them up to do anything. I'm just going to plant seeds in defective minds and see what grows.
Yeah, see, you're going to end up getting in hot water with the legal system because they're going to end up going at each other in the real world.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
Well, you said they're close together.
Encouraging a fight isn't the same thing as a criminal act.
I don't know.
Well, I'm encouraging sure them that. To spar. So
isn't there? Isn't
I think
there
they should
something,
have a good time with that.
Isn't there something in the law? There's a legal term that like says something like if you are
inciting violence.
Inciting a riot.
Inciting a riot. Or something of
two
that
people
nature.
Fighting isn't inciting a riot.
No, it's not. But,
I mean, when you think about it, what's his name? Don King?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sets up fights every day.
Well, and there are states that have licenses when it comes to having a boxing match or something
like
that.
New York has licenses for everything.
Right, but that's an exception within the law, probably, for inciting violence or something to that effect.
Mutual combat isn't legal. Hold on. Mutual combat isn't legal in a lot of states.
Okay.
However, if you're encouraging people to engage in mutual combat, I think it'd be a tough charge to bring upon you because you're not actually one of the combatants in that case. If you're standing outside of a bar and two people are at odds with one another and you start chanting fight, I don't think that there's anything they can come at you with because that's just freedom of speech in that case.
Well, you would think, but I would suspect that there's probably a law against it, even though it violates the Constitution.
You've got to find the name of the law.
There have been cases where people have been convicted of various things for egging malefactors on, but it's pretty rare. It has to be a pretty...
I believe you on that.
I think it's mostly just people who stood by and cheered rapes.
I suspect it's not a typical conversation. I'll give you an example of probably what I'm thinking of that does happen that I've seen. A lot of the hate crime laws where if somebody is up not actually beating up on the other person, but they're with the people who are beating up on the other person, they'll get charged with a hate crime law.
Which doesn't make sense if they didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, that's guilt by association is unfortunate thinking.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that's what
I mean. I'm against those laws.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, there's no ban on you or anyone else on the Discord server.
To answer Rich Paul's question, yes, each state gets assigned one of these. New Hampshire has Rich Paul.
Well, I guess New Hampshire got the better end of the deal.
I don't know. That's up for debate. That is very debatable.
Well, we'd love to have you call in on the Discord server. You'll sound a lot better if you do it there. Just don't get yourself put in the toxic zone by being toxic. It's simple.
And it wasn't an ethnic slur. It was a racial slur.
Whatever you want to call it. It was not welcome. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So if you want to be, despicable on the Discord server, then there's a room for you. You won't be banned. You'll just be put in your room.
Is that a room you can actually join?
Yes. Anyone can go.
Yeah, you can go in there and visit the loonies if you want.
You can tag Mouth-Breathing Dullard. That's James's username. There are people in there tagging him right now as we're speaking. They like to talk to him. They like to try to talk sense to him sometimes. They like to show him offensive photos in other times.
I just want
to
spar with him.
Well, I don't think you're going to get your
probably
your wish
not.
On that one.
Maybe next time I'm in Arizona.
Well, you can find his address.
Oh,
so we're coming up here in moments.
Don't go there.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. The latest on the Facebook Libra currency. Looks like a major backer is now backing out. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Speaking of real cryptocurrencies, not the Facebook imitation, you can get the Edge wallet on your favorite iOS or Android-based device, and it'll allow you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies of various types. They got a couple few dozen in there. Bitcoin Cash, of course, Ethereum, Dash, various tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and of course, the original Bitcoin, BTC. You can secure your freedom with Edge. Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app to learn more about the product. I think it's great. It's the wallet that I use more often than any other, and I do use multiple wallets, so I have experience with a bunch of them, and there's reasons why Edge is my top choice, and it's not because they're a sponsor. They were already my top choice before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They're the great sponsor because of that. So edge.app, that's the website, and just download it from your favorite Google or Apple App Store. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. You were talking about the laws when you see a fight and everything.
Yeah.
I know from experience that I know out here where I'm at, the one thing they'll try to get you on is loitering.
What? For fighting?
For encouraging people to fight.
Encouraging people to fight. Also, too, if, say, there's a group, you know, people like to circle around people who fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can get you for holding a person against his will, for not allowing them out. That's been used in the past. because, you know, people...
Well, and rightly so. If you're blocking somebody's escape, yeah,
that's
not
disorderly
good.
Conduct in that case.
Well, it's not only disorderly conduct, it's the tort of assault.
Yeah, if you're actually preventing somebody from leaving a circle or something like that,
yeah.
You know, in conjunction
with
other
people.
If
he's trying to go somewhere and you push him back, you just assaulted him.
What's what is the penalty or the charge for mutual combat in Arizona, Patrick?
Well, it depends on severity and if there's weapons used in that particular case. They can go from a misdemeanor to a felony, depending on the charge. Hate crimes are a big thing now. I mean,
crime isn't going to be mutual combat. I'm talking about when two guys are squaring off with fists and all they want to do is fight each other and they both are consenting to the fight. Maybe they're fighting over a girl or some other stupid crap. What's the charge for that? Because I know in some states, I think it's Washington State, there's actually no charge or it's just a violation. It's not like a big deal. There's
a violation.
We get a disturbing of the peace, and to make it fair when we're writing the tickets, what happens is we usually write it for both parties. It's not going to be this person started it or not, because it's really too hard to do it, because when you pull up on something
you
have no idea what was said, or I mean everybody's going to tell you if they were the victim, you know, so you write it like that. But most cases, it turns out to be, if they have a history of it, yes. If they're known for, they have other charges against them that are violent, it may get to 3 months. It could be 3 months in jail, depending on the severity of how, you know, they got in or how they injured this person or what they did. Once a person was on the ground and you're kicking them and you got boots on, you're actually using a weapon. So you can get them on all sorts of stuff. And, you know, it's 9 times out of 10 when you pull up, man, they automatically stop. But
in case it wasn't clear, Patrick is a police officer in Arizona.
I was starting to think so.
It's been a while since you've called.
I haven't heard from you guys for a while.
Well, it works the other way around. We've been on the air.
If you turn on the radio at the right time, you'll hear from us.
Hey, my shifts got changed. I do apologize. I've been working a lot of early mornings, so...
Well, hey, it's always nice to hear from you. I really appreciate the expertise, as always, Patrick. Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it.
And don't forget, you can download the podcast and listen to it as you work, even if we're not on the air.
We'd rather have cops listening to us as they do whatever. But he's one of the better ones. You know, there's some officers out there that do have a conscience and that don't target people for victimless crimes if they can avoid it. And I think
but mostly they get Serpicode.
Well, it depends.
I'm glad this guy didn't.
Yeah, some departments are worse than others when it comes to that, that's for sure. So since we've been talking tech throughout the show, I just saw this one, actually, while we were kind of during our recent break, I saw this one pop up on Google News feed about the Facebook so-called cryptocurrency, the Libra, which, of course, doesn't exist yet. The more recent stories that I've seen about this that we haven't covered, we haven't actually talked about the Libra in probably several weeks in any amount of detail, but some of the headlines recently have been that it may take the Facebook longer than what they planned to come out with this. So they were originally talking about May of next year or, you know, like the first half of 2020 to release this currency. Now rumor is it's going to be going longer than that. Of course, the government gang is trying to get in the way. They're trying to intimidate Facebook into not coming out with their so-called crypto. And the latest news here and some of the other headlines have been that some of these companies that had backed it, there are 28 corporate backers like MasterCard and Visa and Uber and PayPal were some of the partners of this thing. Looks like PayPal has now announced they are backing out of the project in an announcement made today. The story coming from CNBC, PayPal, quote, has made the decision to forego further participation in the Libra Association at this time and to continue to focus on advancing our existing mission and business priorities as we strive to democratize access to financial services for underserved populations, they said.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm an underserved population now that PayPal cut off my account because
That's
they
right.
don't like people trading in cryptocurrency. So can you say anti-competitive practices? Sure.
Yeah.
I knew you could.
It seems so bizarre to see, you know, PayPal, like, if they want to target the unserved market, right, they've got to get around the regulations, because if they don't get around the regulations, well, guess what? They're going to have to continue to cut people off.
That market is illegal to serve.
Well, they're not going to stop obeying the regulations because they live and die based on them. They have to.
Okay,
obey.
Sure.
The regulations are what give them their competitive advantage.
Libra effectively was a tool effectively to get around that to some degree, right?
Well, certainly. That was part of the intention,
right.
I think.
So
I don't know if it was, because they never intended to have this be a distributed thing that couldn't be controlled by government. Everything they do is centralized
probably
and controlled by government.
To some degree, it would allow them to skirt some of the regulations to serve that untapped market, whereas they can't do that with, you know, their current technology.
David Marcus, who leads the Libra project at Facebook, was previously the president of PayPal. PayPal said that it is still, quote, supportive of Libra's aspirations, unquote, and that it will continue to partner with Facebook in the future. Dante Disparte, the head of policy and communications for the Libra Association, said in an emailed statement, quote, we recognize that change is hard and that each organization that started this journey will have to make its own assessment of risks and rewards of being committed to seeing through the change that Libra promises, unquote. So Libra was greeted with widespread criticism after the cryptocurrency was announced in June. Facebook's involvement caught the attention of senior Congressional Finance Committee members, global regulators, former lawmakers, and industry insiders who questioned Facebook's motives.
Not to mention anybody who is smart enough not to want a company that thrives on selling your information to be privy to every financial move you make.
Well, I am not a huge fan of Facebook. There's no doubt about it. I quit back in late 2017. Actually, it was New Year's Eve when I decided I was going to stop using Facebook, and it was the right choice for me. However, I support their choice to make this so-called cryptocurrency. I question whether it'll actually be a cryptocurrency, but they're saying it is. They've got a white paper out that claims that it is. It's not particularly distributed or decentralized. You can only be a node on the network if you pay $10 million, and then you can join their little club.
Oh, yeah, you can tell they're working on those underserved markets. The underprivileged people.
But, the one thing that I like about what they're doing is how much it has rustled the jimmies of the central banks of the world. Here's a quote from Jerome Powell, who's the current Federal Reserve chairman. This is the new, you know, Greenspan, right? This is the new Bernanke.
Wow.
He said this summer, quote, that Libra raises serious concerns regarding privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, financial stability. And further, that the Fed has launched a working group to examine it. So the federal government is not a fan of what Facebook is doing, and because of that, I kind of like it.
The enemy of my enemy is not always my friend.
This is true. I'm not saying I want to buy a bunch of Libra.
I don't like the Libra, but I do like that they're kind of giving the finger to the government.
So far, I mean, how much they're going to give the finger, we'll see. They may end up having to kiss their butt in order to come out with this thing. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check these guys out tomorrow at freedomdecrypted.com. See ya.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? 1? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.